Hey friends, Phil Bailey here from the London, Ontario Real Estate Podcast. I have been getting a lot of questions lately about what is happening with the market. Obviously, we're in a shift right now. As I'm recording this, we're into the end of June, getting into July, and there is a lot of changes happening in the London real estate market. So for the episode today, I wanted to talk to you about what I'm seeing, what are the changes in the market, and how could this work for buyers and for sellers. So one of the biggest things I'm seeing is that there's just a lot more inventory on the market, and the buyers that are looking right now are able to sometimes snag things under asking price, which is nice for them. If you look at all of the last sales for the last, say, 30 days in London, and I was doing some research on this before recording the episode today, what I've noticed is that really, if you look at overall numbers and you average everything out, things are actually selling pretty darn close to asking price overall. But if everything, obviously, if we average everything out, there is an opportunity for things to sell a little bit under asking price for, you know, maybe half of those listings. So if you look at the median for everything that's sold, I think we're just at about 100% of sold price to listing price, which means that, you know, if I list something at 500,000, it's probably going to sell around 500,000. But I think what's also happening is that list prices are changing drastically. So what I'm noticing is that homes are staying on the market for longer period of time. I think average this month is going to go up. Most of the numbers that you see in local media and really across the country are from the month previous. So right now, most of the numbers out there are from May of 2022, if we're looking at June. So when the June numbers come up, I think you'll probably see that trend up a little bit higher. You might see average price even go down a little bit further. But I think when I'm talking to clients, what's really important to do is to look at the average prices and specific houses in neighborhoods that you actually want to buy in. I think trends are important to look at, of course, but if we're looking at trends across an entire city or province or country, it's a little bit difficult to do that. And I think we should be really looking at specific neighborhoods. So if you want to buy in Wortley Village, you should look at Wortley Village numbers. If you want to buy in Oldies Village, look at Oldies Village numbers. Same with Masonville, of course, or any other area in the city. It's important to also look at the specific home type that you're looking at. So there are some opportunities in the market for sure. And I think that's why it's important to keep an eye on the market. And maybe if you haven't looked for a couple months, you may want to revisit it. I've had some clients that really just said, I cannot deal with this market last year, that have taken a break. And now a lot of those folks are really coming back and looking at houses again. So it's great if you're a buyer. I think right now, one of the biggest things I've noticed is that we can look at multiple houses in, say, a couple days or even on a Saturday, which wasn't really happening back in January, February, or even a lot of the last couple of years. What I was noticing is that we would see a house and then we would maybe offer on that house and lose in multiple offers. And then another house would come up maybe a week later. We'd see that, maybe do the same thing. Maybe on the fifth, sixth, seventh try, we might be able to get a house depending on obviously the client and how motivated they are and in terms of, you know, how much their mortgage approval was and if they were going to include conditions. So brings me to my second point on conditions. I'm noticing a lot more conditions in offers on the listing and buying side, which is really important. And to be honest, I like it better to be able to have at least a little bit of power on the buying side. Not as fun for sellers, of course, but I think it allows both sides to really do their due diligence and make sure that they can qualify for the mortgage. And not just they can qualify the mortgage. You should always get your mortgage pre-approval done before you start looking at houses. I think what's really important, though, is that you want to make sure your documents are also together when you're doing that. And the thing that can happen is that sometimes a house doesn't appraise at the value that you offered on. Sometimes the lender, or the bank, whoever you're dealing with, doesn't think that house is maybe worth that, and that can create some issues. I haven't seen a lot of appraisal issues recently, but you know, we were getting into them, and I think you're probably going to see more of them if things are selling in multiple offers and things are going way over, because typically, I, from my understanding, and again, I'm not a financing, home financing expert, I'm a real estate agent, but one thing I am noticing is that if you're in multiple offers and things are selling for 20, 30% over asking price, that can be a problem. And now it's not really happening as much anymore. I'd say things are probably selling around asking price or even under asking price in a lot of times. But again, this is, you have to be very specific about neighborhood when you're looking for a house. The other thing is that a lot of my buyers right now are able to have a couple options, right? Which means that I would try an offer on something if you like it and you think it's a good fit, and then realize that if that negotiation doesn't work out for you, that you may have another option. So from the seller perspective, you might only have one house to sell, but obviously most people only have one house to sell it at one time. But on the buying side, you might have three, four options. And I would always recommend being flexible as you can be and making sure that you have a plan, and we kind of run the game plan with that house. If it doesn't work out, we can go for another one, which is great because it's not something that was happening in January, February at all, maybe even into March. I kind of see April, May, maybe even June were kind of like the transition months. And I think we're probably in a buyer's market, or definitely a balanced market if you look at the numbers from last month. But I think we could be in a spot where buyers have a lot more options. But it's all relative, right? Like, this is not a market. If you look at all the numbers for the last month, we're still selling relatively close to asking price, which it doesn't, this means that there are some that are going to sell, you know, significantly under asking price or a little bit under asking price, but it's all an option of what you want to list the house at as well, right? Some agents, I think, have run into some issues with listing prices. And in a changing market, it's really difficult because if you're listing something, and I ran into this myself, is, you know, I'm listing something and then the market changes on you. It's kind of like you're really making ideas known to your client based on what the facts of the day, and then the facts are changing very quickly. So I would be very cognizant of that if I was a seller. So I'll talk a little bit maybe about the seller side. And on the seller side, I think you just have to be conservative with your listing price. A lot of the time, what I'm noticing now is that people are buying a house after they've already sold, which before it was really the other way around because there was really not a lot of inventory. So some people would get into a bit of a pickle. They would sell their house and then they couldn't find anything else to move to, and that could be unfortunate for them. It's really the safer way to go always, because we know what you're going to get for the house. Of course, things can always happen. Sometimes a deal doesn't go through at the last minute, and obviously there's some things talking to a lawyer at that point. But generally, if you sell your house and you have a firm deal on your house, you can really count on that selling, and I'd say most of the time that is going to close for you. So when you're buying first, you can get into an issue and where you really don't know how much money you have to work with because you haven't sold yet. So most of the time right now, I am recommending that people are selling before they are buying, but everyone's situation is different. We want to be really cognizant of the fact that if the market changes and you say you want to sell your house and you think it's worth around $600,000 and you only get $550,000, you want to make sure you have the money to carry it. So I would always recommend, and I've recommended this for all of my clients really across the board, is that we really want to be conservative with our numbers if we are going to buy a house first. And I'm talking very conservative. So if you do decide you want to sell first, which is probably what most people are leaning towards now, you can obviously know how much money you're going to have to work with. So that really brings me to the last point that I wanted to mention, and that is that we're in a changing market. And changing markets are not as easy to deal with. What I've been really trying to tell my clients for at least a couple months now is that there's a more opportunity for buyers now than there has been in probably years. And it's not in every single house, but there are some options to buy houses, and the prices are up significantly over, you know, a couple years ago. But it means that if you can find a motivated seller and you can come together and negotiate, that can be really great. So one of the things I'm really happy about is that I've worked in markets that have been very similar to this, where we can negotiate prices. It's if you started in real estate over the last couple years, it was really find a client, try to make an offer and get a yay or nay on offer day. Now I'm noticing it's much more back to kind of when I really started in real estate, which makes negotiation much more of an important skill, I think. If you have any questions about the market, I would be really curious to see what you're seeing in your particular neighborhood as well. Or if you have just really general real estate questions, I had someone text me today, which was awesome. Just ask them questions. And I, you know, I really don't know everyone who listens to the podcast. I see a number of how many people listen, which is fantastic. And it usually keeps going up. But I would love to hear from you just to say, hey, I am whoever, and I am listening to the podcast, and I have a question for you, or maybe an idea for a future topic as well. So today, really just wanted to give you an update because I've heard a lot of really rumors about what's happening in the market, and I've heard a lot, had a lot of questions about what you do now when we're in a much, really a market that I think is in transition, and the buyers are getting a much more of an opportunity than they had before. So if you have questions, please just text me. My number is 226-977-2348. That is 226-977-2348. That is my direct cell. That will go to me directly. So you can really ask me anything you would like there. And if you're listening and you just want to send me a note and say hello, that'd be great. This weekend in London, I think we have the beer festival coming up. As you know, if you know me at all, you'll know that I am a bit of a craft beer connoisseur. Don't know a lot about it, but I like to drink it, so I will probably be there. And I think there's a food festival as well going on near Victoria Park. So it's awesome to have festivals back in London again. I think after the pandemic, we really need these things to come back. And I'm so happy to, you know, support our local businesses that are going to be involved in this. I hope everyone has a awesome day today. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope you have an awesome weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.